一扇窗，能看到几片白云。天空究竟有多宽？大地又有多辽阔？我渺小的我，如尘埃。
原来天空那样宽广，也无处可飞。
原来抛弃千次，我也只留在原地。
没远方，也没有一个比我能承载着我所有幻想。海中拼命呼喊，有谁会听听？
渴望找到指引，在梦里同鸣。
落魄的心，仿若大海浮萍，漂泊不定，
只盼望天会晴。归家的路径，
原来天空那
千次，我也只留在原地。
没远方，也没有一个比我能承载着我所有幻想与寄望。人海中拼命呼喊，有谁会听听？
找到指引，绝望里探明。
落魄的心，仿若大海浮萍，漂泊不定，
只盼望天会晴，找到归家的路径。
剩下几个深秋，
冰川壮丽美景都已消瘦。
That was Lo Ging by the Sisters Duo Lai Tong Yiao off of their album Metabolism, which was released in September 2019. Hello and welcome. You're tuned into a fill-in show on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people at UBC. I'm Emily, and one of my New Year's resolutions for 2020 was to attempt at a radio show, so that's why I'm here. And if you're studying at UBC like me, this is probably the last day of your first week back to school. And it's also the beginning of a new decade. And it also snowed for the first time this winter today. So that's cool. You've probably heard a lot of songs or just conversation related to the new year by now on this radio. And that's also what I'm going to do. But I'll sprinkle in a few Cantonese songs here and there, just like I did now. So hopefully that's new and slightly different. So the song Logeng that I just played started things off with a contemplative mood, which I think is a good way to begin the new year, what with resolutions and changes and all that. For some context, the band Lo Tong Yiao is based in Hong Kong, and as you might know, a lot has been going on in that city over the past year. And this song is their take on it, nearing the end of 2019. Logeng means path in English, and in the song they talk about the intense feeling of struggle for people trying to find the path home. And I'm being quite glib here because their lyrics actually have a lot of very nice imagery in it, but since I'm summarizing things, that's what I'll say. It's very solemn, but at the same time, it's about maintaining hope as well for positive change, and I think that can apply to many things beyond Hong Kong. So coming up, I'll continue with songs that you can drift off to on your morning commute, so stay tuned. Our next track is Double No No by GDJYB, which is a band also based in Hong Kong, and the song is also based in the context of Hong Kong.
Smile, the echo is mine. The vicious is mine, the echo is mine. Stop, love. 什么会顾虑，为了什么憧憬也有不对，为了什么会冷漠，为了什么会苦恼，为了什么不安没有减退。我听说寂寞会靠近天光，脆弱的心正在不可寻找一种线索。我们都太害怕孤单，心里情感，所以才犯错，为何忘被爱感觉。我们都太习惯急于装作坚强，故意逃避了让畏惧放于一角。我们找到没有，还是忍痛离开，不再行下去如没有温柔的答案。我们每一个人都是雨点，面对改变，我们就好像要冲入大海里面。在空中的时候，我们会很害怕，怕跌落大海会很痛，又怕会为大海造成一波又一波伤害，怕到很想留在空中，宁愿被蒸发。所有人都有资格被爱，所有决定都会带来伤害。你不知道原来大海正在等你掉下来，而看似一波又一波伤害令雨水害怕，你知道吗？其实是海用来拥抱雨的方法。未经历过大雨的人会将雨离开云，叫成忍痛离开。当经历过一场又一场大雨，就会知道这种离开将要拥抱大海。
Feels like when winter comes back in December. It might be hard, but just remember that you're not alone, because we have each other and we will run for cover where it's warm, and then we'll love that storm
in the spring.
Shindig 2020, CITR's annual Battle of the Bands extravaganza. 16 bands enter, one will be left standing.
It's happening every Tuesday in January at Redgate.
For our second week, Tuesday, January 14th, we've got The Get Highs, Holtzkopf, Death Talks, and Akita.
Doors are at 7:30, bands at 8. $5 at the door, though no one will be turned away for lack of funds.
Finalists will be announced on Wednesday, January 29th.
Come out on Tuesday to hear some of the Lower Mainland's best bands throw down for the top spot.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakuya, Talitin, who Musqueam Mustail.
Welcome back to my fill in radio show here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Emily, and the song you listened to before the ads was Donna Linklater's Springtime Carol from her 2019 album, Tough Guy. Before that, you heard Yu's Hanging Toim Hoi by New Youth Barbershop, and our first song was Double No No by GDJYB. So, fun fact, GDJYB is actually the acronym for the romanized Cantonese pronunciation of Gai Dan Zeng Yok Bang, which means steamed pork and egg, and it's a common household dish in Hong Kong. And if you listened closely to the lyrics of Double No No, you might be able to tell that it's actually sang in English, but then the grammar is kind of off, and the band actually describes this as Kongish, which means Hong Kong English, and it's pretty commonly used in Hong Kong because the city is very bilingual in many ways, but in daily life, Cantonese is still our native language, so we kind of import Cantonese aspects into it, like transliterations or, so like, for example, one of the more popularly translated phrases from Cantonese into English is add oil, ga yao, and that means I'm rooting for you. And according to South China Morning Post, the word originated in the 60s at a Grand Prix competition in Macau, and that makes a lot of sense. But it's been a word since I was alive, so I can't really confirm that. So since I've just played a couple of Cantonese songs in a row, I'll switch gears for a bit and play more Canadian content. So our next track is one of my most favorite covers ever. It's The Once's You're My Best Friend, which was originally performed by Queen.
Make me live whatever this world can give to me. It's you, you're all I see. Ooh, you make me live now, honey. Ooh, you make me live. Oh, you're the best friend that I ever had. I've been with you such a long time. You're my sunshine, and I want you to know that my feelings are true. I really love you. You're my best friend.
Weather cold, the break of day. doesn't matter what you say. It's a lovely, lovely way. 'Cause once upon a time ago, the rhythm shines and then it shows. Over time, over thoughts, over life and overflow. It's a better way, it's a better day.
Still a place. Leave me slowly.
context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has an naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe. TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Welcome back. You're on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Emily, and this is my fill-in show. Before the ads, we were listening to Slowly by Ava Maria Safai off of her album, He Loves Me Not. And before that, we were listening to 2B by Anna Hardy. And our first two songs were You're My Best Friend, a cover by The Once, and Better Way by David Ng off of his album, Tin Songwriting Mix. I actually found The Once's cover through a Korean drama called It's Okay, That's Love. And I highly recommend it because I've watched a lot of Korean dramas and that's probably one of the best. It was really cool to hear an English song as a soundtrack in a Korean drama because you would think the two languages wouldn't really work together, but they actually do. And I'm glad that they've been doing more of that these days. The song sounds very different to Queen's version. It's kind of like a lullaby, which I love a lot. And I know a lot of people like it too because it's one of their more well-known covers. And as for the second song that I picked, by David Ng, the Cantonese word is in my head and I can't remember how it's pronounced in English. So sorry if that's not how it's pronounced in English. Better Way. I actually chose it because according to his album description, his songs were actually written as a part of a New Year's resolution last year in 2019. So his goal was to write one song per month. And he said that he didn't quite reach that goal. But quality over quantity, right? But his New Year's resolution actually reminded me of myself because I draw as a hobby and I used to learn how to draw. And my 2019 New Year's resolution was kind of the same. I wanted to draw once every week and I drew about 10 times throughout the entire year. But I'm proud of the drawings that I did manage to make. And I renewed that goal this year, but it's only once per month. So hopefully that's more achievable. And best of luck to anyone who is also trying to achieve their goals that are carried over from last year. Or if you have new resolutions, that's cool too. And I hope things work out for you. So We're nearing the end of the show today, and at the beginning of the show, I said that the songs I chose are somewhat related to the new year because they're about changes and stuff like that. And the songs were thematically related, but I also came with the goal of giving Cantonese music more exposure here in Canada, because I know a lot of people don't listen to it outside of China. And actually, I didn't before either, and I'm a native Cantonese speaker, and I only started listening to Cantopop once I moved to Canada. So hopefully for someone out there, this playlist, you found something new and interesting among all the stuff that I put together. I'm going to consider, if I could leave you with an ultimate song for the upcoming year, it would be this one called Joy Sat Yekoyan, which is by the indie band, also based in Hong Kong, called My Little Airport. And the English translation of that is To Kill a Person Again. And it's a lot, the song is a lot less aggressive than the title suggests, but it's sung in Cantonese, but there's an English translation on YouTube, and I highly recommend reading it because the lyrics capture very, common and mundane contemplative feelings of city people, and I found it really enlightening. So even if you don't listen to the lyrics, it has a very nice instrumental that you can just snap to, so either way, it's a win. And, well, just because I like it so much, I'll just read a few lines off of an English translation that I found from YouTube. Thank you to the commenter who did it, Alpaca Macalon. Thank you. These were just the ones that I related the most to, but they sort of touch on every type of individual in the song. So this is just an excerpt. So the lines are, hipsters with ideals get deep at a certain stage, and they can't make simple sentences without using academic jargon. So I found that really relatable, because after being in university for more than a year, I realized that I used the words etc. and in essence and e.g. in daily life conversation, and I sprinkle in fancy academic words that post-structuralist, stuff like that all the time. And hopefully I didn't do that during my fill-in, but that was a very enlightening description to me, because it was kind of what I did. So this is the last song for my fill-in show. So if you are or were listening, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Emily, and you've been listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Coming up next at 11 is The Real World, and I'll be playing, for my last song, My Little Airport's Joy Sat Yekoyan.
Listen to Breakfast with the Browns every Monday morning.
From 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Something that just offers you the place, the chance to stay in a mood.
Breakfast with the Browns.
The best in ambient.
downtempo, electronic, ASMR, pop loungecore music, totally alpha wave.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Thus the most ordinary movement in the world may agitate a thousand odd disconnected fragments, now bright, now dim, hanging and bobbing and dipping and flaunting.
So, beauty remains in the impossibilities of the body.
You know that, don't you?
Wake up.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Does anybody know where he's from?
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event.